Civic Media brings you MHSAA High School Basketball on WMBL Radio. Our broadcast is brought to you by Fine Line Tire, Turkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax Douglas Real Estate and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, Range Bank, Cogebic Community College, Pasty Central. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Oh, thank you, Dirk. Jimmy Young here. Yes, folks, you're not hearing things. I'm here at Gladstone for state quarterfinal basketball action. Filling in for West Fromm and Josh Utel. And if Dollar Bay wins tonight, I'm going to hand off the baton to Dave Ellis, who's in waiting in Lansing. If the Blue Bulls get a victory today, they'll travel to Lansing in state semifinal action. Other sponsors tonight are Martin Custom and Collision in Dollar Bay, Corner Flooring in Dollar Bay, and Richie's Market in Dollar Bay as well. Out of Town Scoreboard tonight is brought to you by the Loading Zone 2 of Lake Linden. The broadcast of today's game is copyrighted presentation MHSAA, Wimple Radio, and Civic Media. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution or description or account of this game may take place without the express written consent of MHSAA, Wimple Radio, and Civic Media. Our matchup tonight is the undefeated Pittsburgh Panthers. They come into tonight's game with a sparkling record of 25-0. And they're taking on the Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bulls. They come in with a record of 23-2, and the Blue Bulls are the home team, I believe, if I'm reading this right. And that's a big gap. And the winner moves on to Breslin Center Thursday. If they win Thursday, they'll play for a state championship on Saturday. And we'll give you the matchup of the winner of this game and the winner of the other game here going on tonight. I'm expecting some updates to come in from down in Detroit. If I get them or not, that remains to be seen. Whether you're in a minor or major auto accident, Martin Custom and Collision Dollar Bay, you're out care specialists in a copper country. Stop in and see them. They work with all insurances, providing free estimates. Call 482-7708. Loaners are available. We'll be back after these messages.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student,
how long of an ad break?
Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold.
Go you're Huskies. Listening to 920 AM, WMPL, Hancock.
Sounds good.
Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply carries the largest variety of pet foods and supplies in the area. Over 30 different dog and cat foods to choose from, including Origin.
Good question. Diamond, about whatever they Erickson put on Feed, the Seed, board, supply, I play about. Yeah, I play a ball.
Tire, your
maybe
local tire
five,
store has always been there when you needed them the most. Whether for repairs or to put on a set of the right snow tires for your driving needs, they're here for you to get your vehicle ready for winter driving.
Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Houghton, where we serve you the guest.
At Superior National Bank, our number one priority is making sure our customers have a superior experience every time they bank with us. That's why we have a variety of excellent checking accounts to fit your banking needs. Every new checking account comes with a free gift, contactless debit card, and 24-hour access with Superior National's online banking portal. Come see why our community has trusted us with their banking needs for over 130 years. Superior National Bank, member FDIC, and always a superior experience.
Pets Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh cantaloupe, $2.99 with 5 points. Our family regular thick slice bacon, 12 ounce, $3.99 with 5 points. Giant sweet strawberries, 1 pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Walworth's Old Fashioned Summer Sausage, 16 ounce, $4.99 with 5 points. And Tasty Choice Breaded Shrimp, 8 to 12 ounce, buy one, get one free.
Your neighborhood Pets Food Store.
Welcome back to Gladstone High School. Dollar Bay Tamarack City versus Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, top of the hour. We'll be back in 30 seconds. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Blue Bulls, Jesse Kentala. Back in 30 seconds from Gladstone.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life, pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And GoGibIt Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogibit.edu and start planning your bold future. GoGibIt Community College. Go bold.
Welcome back to Gladstone High School. I had a chance to speak with the head coach of the Blue Boats, Jesse Kettela, yesterday. Me and him have known each other for a handful of years. Great guy. Here's his thoughts coming into tonight's huge state quarterfinal game against Pickford. Head coach of the Blue Boats, Jesse Kettela.
Regional win, beating a good North Dickinson club after they upset probably Crystal Falls. Quick thoughts come out of that game going into today's quarterfinal game.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jim. Excited to be still playing basketball. It's March, right? As we know, it's madness, right? And it's that time of year where you just want to be playing your best ball at the right time. And I really do believe we are, particularly on the defensive side of the ball.
And something I talk with the coaches in football and hockey, culture. You build a phenomenal culture down here at Dollar Bay with this club. It's a basketball school, and it sure helps have the continuity of program and the kids who put the work ethic into it, not basketball season, but 12 months.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And we love it. We talk about it all the time. It means a lot to us. You know, we talk about us being a family, and just we're small, and we like it that way. And, you know, you hear this a lot. Like, you know, people say, oh, you know, losing's hard, and, you know, and not to get too philosophical, but, like, no, it's not. Losing's really easy. Winning's hard, and to do things the right way is hard. And I got to give credit to our guys. They do it the right way. They work hard, and they're there for each other.
Like Micah Stipich would say to the Houghton High School coach, winning is nice. You learn a heck of a lot more from losing. You build more character.
Absolutely. First off, congratulations to Coach Tippich and those Houghton Gremlins. Way to bring it home, boys. You know, that Marquette game taught us so much this year. Where, you know, we don't normally play any of that team of that caliber, so appreciate them for adding us to the schedule. But, you know, we got our butts kicked, and we had to really kind of take a look at ourselves and look in the mirror and figure out what it is that we're deficient at and how can we be better. And I thought we learned a lot more through that loss as well as the Barriga loss.
Well, your group, for the most part, led by Liam Turtelot and Baron Colbert offensively. You come in with three of their starters. I'm guessing you're going to lead on them a lot today, and definitely, like any game, you're going to have to get some secondary support.
Absolutely. You know, Liam's our gunner. He's player of the year. Liam's been playing just phenomenal on both sides of the ball, really. Baron, you know, he's kind of an X factor for us. If he's playing well, we're doing fine. And then, you know, of course, we got a secondary cast. I think that's just fantastic. Everybody knows their role. Caleb Kentala at the point guard just controls the game. Noah Turtelot, this freshman guard of ours, is something to see. And then, just everybody else who contributes.
In depth, Jesse, that could be a problem. Six, maybe seven deep. Hopefully you don't get in foul trouble. Most small schools probably don't have that deep of a bench, something you definitely want to avoid.
Yeah, we got seven varsity guys and a whole bunch of young JV boys who are just chomping at the bit. You know, they're the next ones up. So, you know, we have to play the right way. We have to play our style. We have to push. We have to press. But at the same time, we have to be smart. And we've done that all season. I anticipate that to be the case moving forward.
I was able to do some scouting on my way home from Plymouth. I usually stop at the Salinas truck stop. That's my annual stop. I happen to see a newspaper in the newspaper thing outside. Picture a Pickford Army Feet, a basketball team. Then I was in a restaurant, and there were some people behind me talking about Pickford and about the potential or about the matchup Tuesday. They're looking forward to it. I don't know much about them, Jesse, besides they're pretty darn good to be undefeated.
Yeah. Everybody playing at this time of year is going to be tough. Honestly, we didn't really know much about Pickford. We weren't looking past anybody. We just were handling this one game at a time, as most coaches will tell you. But, you know, scouting them now, they're solid. They got solid players. Everybody, you know, they handle the ball well. They handle pressure well. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They push well. It's gonna be a good game. They're undefeated for a reason.
What type of offense do they run? Have you got a chance to see what they do? Do they run a diamond or anything?
Yeah, they offensively, they're, you know, it's a lot of downhill. They want to get to the basket. They do shoot well, but it's, you know, we got to guard a yard, as we say. We got to stop penetration first. Defensively, they mix up. You know, they go a lot of man. They'll show you a 1-3-1, some trapping out of that 1-3-1. So taking care of the ball will be, you know, essential for us, not panicking anytime we get that pressure.
We know your offensive scheme. Defensively, you like to go up the zone or 3-2 or 1-3-1 as well.
Yeah, we, you know, defensively, we're all man. It's not a surprise. We play hard. We play physical. We play fast. Our defense leads to our offense, and that's fun. This is the best. I will say this: 19 years of coaching, I've had some great teams. This is easily the best offensive team I have ever coached. They buy in. They want to defend. They're kind of like gritty and nasty, and I love it. I love every second of it. And then offensively, right? That's where you know, is Liam hot? Is Barron hitting shots, or are we just getting opportunities through our push? And if we're up the floor, we're having fun.
A couple keys. You got to win here today, Jesse. Advance to Breslin Center this weekend. What's going to happen?
Yeah, keys to victory is, I think, handling their pressure, particularly their half court, that 1-3-1 they run. You know, I think we're going to handle, you know, try to handle that well, try to attack it, right? Don't just be satisfied with bouncing around the perimeter. And then, you know, honestly, I don't know. It's just who shows up, who hits shots, who runs their systems best. And I like where we're at. I like where we're playing. I like our chances. You know, a lot of respect for Pickford, but we're going to do what we do.
Thanks for your time, Jesse. Good luck and have fun.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jim, as always. Thanks for covering high school athletics. We love you guys.
Hey, thank you.
The head coach of the Delaware Bay Tamarack City Blue Boats, Jesse Kentelet. We'll be back in 90 seconds. Opening tip coming up. State quarterfinal action. Delaware Bay versus Pickford from Clemson. Back in 90 seconds.
There's a great selection of t-shirts and sweatshirts at Surplus Outlet. Brand names include Logoware, Souvenir Styles, Michigan Tech and Finlandia Gear 2, plus stickers, mugs, calendars, playing cards, t-shirts, and other UP-themed gifts. Surplus Outlet, downtown Houghton.
In today's real estate market, you need to work with a real estate professional you can trust. This is Adam Shari with RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate. I am dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise possible for my clients. Whether you are buying or selling your primary residence, a second home, or relocating to a new neighborhood, we can help make sure you get the best result possible. Contact us today via qnrrealestate.com, by calling 906-482-1000, or stop into the offices of RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate on Sheldon Avenue in Houghton.
Why shop at Kirkish Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkish Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkish has it. Kirkish has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on-site. Kirkish Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
Welcome back to Gladstone. Blue Bolts and Panthers get ready to tip off. Both clubs are being introduced. We're going to send it back to the station for another 1 minute break. Opening tip off coming up. State quarterfinal action. Blue Bolts and the Panthers. Back in a minute.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order on the web at pasty.com.
By the Panthers. They cycle the ball deep in the Blue Bolts zone to the right of the rack. Number 10 will take this off in the point. Collins, actually, he's forced off the play by the Blue Bolts. Number 13, Turtelot, goes after the win, the three-pointer by number 5, Caden Wilfong. The Blue Boats are striking left to right on your radio dial. The Panthers are prowling right to left. The Panthers in their road purple unis, white numerals and lettering. And the Blue Boats in their traditional snow white home unis with the blue numerals and a red and blue trim. Blue Boats with the ball outside the perimeter to the left. The pick for the rack, number 13 for the Blue Boats. Noah Turtle at the outstanding freshman says over to Caleb Kentala. For the Blue Boats, Kentala gets a start on Baron Colbert, number 13, also gets a start.
Another warning for Iran. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Trump telling Iran to not do anything to block oil from traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, where about 20% of the global oil supply travels. Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
If they do anything to stop the flow of oil or goods within the Strait of Hormuz, they will be hit by the world's most powerful military 20 times harder than they have been hit thus far.
U.S. Central Command says it's taken out 16 mine laying vessels in the strait earlier. President Trump warned Iran to remove any mines that may be there. As Iran continues to target U.S. interests in Israel and its neighbors, the Trump administration says tens of thousands of Americans have arrived back in the U.S. from the Middle East.
Consular operations in Kuwait and Bahrain and Saudi Arabia all suspended while the diplomatic staff there deals with this threat in real time. State Department evacuations are continuing apace. More than two dozen charter flights have been completed so far. 40,000 Americans total have safely returned to U.S. soil since the launch of Epic Fury on their own. Officials here say they've helped over 27,000 Americans navigate the dynamic security situation on the ground.
Fox's Jillian Turner at the State Department. A total of seven women, six players, and one support staff member of the Iranian women's soccer team have been granted asylum in Australia. They've been reunited with other players who were granted humanitarian visas a day earlier. Some of the women chose to return to Iran, saying they feared for the safety of their families. As the partial government shutdown drags on, the TSA lines at airports are getting longer.
Places like Houston and New Orleans were having to deal with lengthy TSA lines. TSA agents have been dealing with only partial paychecks. Many aren't showing up to work.
Fox says Madison Scarpino at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. America's listening to Fox News.
That's a top three-pointer by Will Fong.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah. Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250 micro.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans have been victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, your identity, if it's stolen, they fix it guaranteed or your money back. And last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% off your first year with a promo code BECK. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms do apply.
The panel holding a hearing focused on so-called sanctuary city policies and crime.
Brendan Duke with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities told Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley that the CBO found tighter immigration policy and deportations shrink our workforce.
That directly shrinks our tax base.
So that has an overall effect on the GDP of our nation.
Fewer working people means a smaller GDP.
Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies told Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson a few years ago ICE found 10,000 deportable.
Number 20, Liam Turtelot. Back up top, to Noah Turtelot, Liam Turtelot, three-pointer, a shallow again. The Panthers on the rebound and the round to prowl, coming the other way, right to left. Anderzek to Collins. Back up top, the number 24, Yuris. He's double-teamed. The Blue Bolts are double-teaming the ball. And the Panthers have a little bit of trouble with this one. Yuris gets around one defender, two defenders. Spin around inside the paint and goal! And there's a timeout for the Blue Bolts. Jesse Kempley, he's taking his full 1 minute timeout with both hands on his shoulders. 12-3, Panthers over the Blue Boats. 3:40 left here in our first quarter. We're going to send it back to the station for a 30-second break.
It's once again scholarship season at Copper Shores Community Health Foundation. In total, Copper Shores will award more than a dozen scholarships to Copper Country students. Applications are open to students graduating in 2026 from Barraga, Calumet, Chassel, Dollar Bay, Tamarack City, Ewan Trout Creek, Hancock, Horizons, Houghton, Jeffers, Lake Linden, Launce, and Onsenagan High Schools. We have opportunities for students entering any field of study. Applications are due by February 27th. Learn more about Copper Shores scholarship opportunities at coppershores.org/scholarships.
Ball after the 32nd timeout, trying to get some offense going. Kentala up top to Colbert. Colbert back over to number one, Caleb Kentala. Kentala around the far wing to number 13, Noah Turtelot. As the Panthers come out, man-to-man as well, as the Blue Bulls are playing. We're expecting to see the Panthers go to a 3-2 as this game unfolds, from what I've heard from a couple different sources. Liam Turtelot pounding inside to the paint. The 80, good! Yaney gets the score for the Blue Boats, his first bucket of the game. Colbert got the other bucket for the Blue Boats. The Panthers, they're working aside a big number of 24, Yaris, and he's pickpocketed. Here comes the base, Colbert, good! After the Blue Boats, the Panthers are, after the timeout, I should say, the Blue Boats rattled off four straight. They got some momentum going now. Yuris for the Panthers in the paint, and good. Number 24, Yuris, gets his third basket of the game. 14-7, Panthers over the Blue Boats. The Blue Boats have the ball on top of the paint. And they work between the circles. Mad scramble on the floor. We got a jump ball. And the possession arrow will go to the Panthers, going right to left. 2:14 left in our first quarter of play. 14-7, Pickford over Dollar Bay at Tamarack City. You're tuning in to high school basketball on WMPL 920 AM, 107.3 FM, Civic Media app, and www.pasty.net. The Panthers have the ball. They cross the timeline. On top of the perimeter is number 24, Uris. He goes inside to number 3. And the officials are calling a jump ball in Dollar Bay, Tamarack City. It will get the possession arrow, which means they got the ball going left to right. Caleb Kentala, Fuller Bays, very methodically crosses the timeline as they're trying to set up a very patient offense. They're trying to get a down low to Colbert. The Panthers have nothing to do with that. They're double teaming him with the big center, Carter Raya, 6'1" junior. Blue Boats on the left side of the paint. Back up top, the number 20, Liam Turtelot, good for three. Turtelot hits the three-pointer. And the Blue Boats now are starting to chip into that deficit, trailing by 4, 14-10. 92 seconds left in our first quarter. You're tuned in to high school basketball on WMPL 920 AM, 107.3 FM. The Panthers up top to number 21, Versaski, and he gets the three-pointer. The Panthers get their three-pointer right back. Their offense is quick, and they don't take much time. They know what plays they want to run, and they run them to near perfection. Blue Boats with the ball to the left side of the arc. Three-point shooter, Colbert, trying to get one defender out with him. He brings it into the paint, goes back up top to Kentala. Kentala hands it off to the power forward, Liam Turtelot. Turtelot over on the near side, the number 13, his brother Noah Turtelot, the freshman. He drives into paint. That was taken away. Noah Turtelot gets the two-pointer, so the Blue Bulls now trailing by 4, 17-13. Pickford drives to paint with number 24, Yuris. No good, rebound no good, as number 20, Yaney goes for the ball, while the Turtelot, I should say, and Blue Bulls will get possession of the person who's on the fight for the ball. 24 seconds to go in a rapidly played first quarter. The Panthers 17, the Blue Boats 13. Panthers show a modest full court press and they pull out of it as Jacob Mitchell backed out. Number 13 for the Blue Boats, Turtelot inside the paint. No good. Pickford to get the rebound with Mitchell. 9 seconds left and we are going to have a foul against the Blue Boats, I believe. Number one gets the foul, Kentala. That's his first foul. And Pickford, the only foul they got in the half, so in the quarter, I should say, is Gunner, Benny. And Pat goes to make a substitution. Rye goes out, and I believe number 34, Misowski, comes in for Pickford as we near our first quarter intermission. Panthers going for the last shot. They have it over on the near paint right down below us in our future in the meaty deck brought by A1 Toilets. The Panthers number 24. Yuris at the buzzer. No good. That's the end of our first quarter. The score at the end of one. Pickford 13. Dollar Bay Tamarack City. Pickford 17. Dollar Bay Tamarack City at 13. Horner Florin is proud supporter of local athletics. Produced the NBA All-Star Floor for 41 consecutive seasons. Despite providing floors for the NBA, NCAA, Michigan Tech, MSU, the Pistons, and Spartans, and FIBA around the world, Horner's has not lost sight of its roots in Dollar Bay up in Michigan's UP. Horner Florin is celebrating 135 years of the Michigan business. Richie's Market, downtown Dollar Bay, is proud sponsor of the Blue Boots basketball team. Wishing the best of luck in quarterfinal action and continue your pursuit to Breslin Center, hopefully Thursday. Whether you're in a major or minor auto accident, see Martin Custom and Collision, Dollar Bay, your auto repair specialist of the Copper Country. They work with all insurances, provide free estimates. Call 482-7708. Loaners are available. Michigan Tech Hockey and the CCHA Semis at Minnesota State. Saturday night, these are one-and-done games now, folks. 7:30 pregame, 8:07 faceoff. Mixed 93, the other semifinal with Augustana against the Tommies of St. Thomas. The Panthers have the lead, 17-13. And they cross the timeline with the Collins. Collins rotates it over a number of 11, Anderzak. Anderzak back up top to number 24, Yurish. Three-pointer no good, rebound by the Panthers. They kick it back up top again to Andrzejczyk. He was on the far wing for a tray by number 2, Mitchell, and that is no good. And we're going to have a foul against the Panthers. On the foul for the Panthers, number 3, Gunner Bennett. The Blue Boats will inbound from behind her basket. Number 13, Turtelot, crosses the timeline. He'll hand it off to number 1, Caleb Kentala. Kentala goes inside, double teamed by a couple of the bigs down in the paint. Outside shot by number 20, Liam Turtelot. That was a little bit shallow. Rebound goes to Baron Colbert. Colbert very patiently throws it back up top outside the perimeter to Caleb Kentala. Kentala backs off as he's being covered rather aggressively by Jacob Mistral. Mitchell over to Colbert. Boy, Pickford's playing an airtight man-to-man defense. Kentala and Colbert playing a give and go, and Kentala has the ball trying to run the point. Boy, number 2, Jacob Mitchell's on him like a white on rice. Blue Boats inside the paint. Power move, number 23, Yaney. Good for 2. Pickford now trailing by 2, 17-15. 6:40 to go here in our second quarter or a first half from Gladstone High School. The Panthers with the ball outside the paint and number 3, Bennett. He drives inside, double team up and good. 2-pointer by Bennett for the Panthers. Back up by 4 again, 19-15. Blue Bulls cross the timeline with number 13, Turtelot. Turtelot will have it, hand it off to his brother, Liam Turtelot. One's a freshman, one's a senior. Liam Turtelot's a leading scorer for the Bees this season. He's coming in at tonight's game, I believe. 349 points. And we're going to have a loose ball. Possession arrow goes to the Bays. Actually, Pickford did knock the ball out of bounds. So the Bays control possession. No shot clock in high school basketball as we know. And we're going to have a substitution. Pickford is bringing in number 5, Wilfong, who took a brief blow at the end of the first quarter. And leaving the game, number 11, Mason Anderzak. And Coach Jesse Kentler is stressing to me that their bench isn't that deep. 6, maybe 7 as far as depth. Pickford, I've been told, can come in with 7 or 8 potentially strong. Pickford with the ball outside the paint with Carter Yuris. He sent it down low to Caden Wilfong. Back up top to Yuris. Back over to Wilfong. He hands off to the point. Mitchell outside the three-point arc. Back over to Collins. Collins drives into the paint. He has some resistance from Caleb Kentlick. Get it inside to number three, Gunnar Benning. There's a shot at the buzzer. Not a buzzer went off. Inadvertent buzzer went off, it appears. Now everyone's looking. Now the score clock puts their, scorekeeper puts his arms up in the air. I think an inadvertent buzzer hit down there. No harm, no foul, no pun. Blue Boats with the ball deep in the Pickford zone to the right of the basket outside the three-point arc. Kentala for the Blue Boats. As he stretches out the defense, as he got Colbert running a high screen up top the free throw line. Over to number 20 for the Blue Boats, Turtelot, trailing by four, 19-15 versus the Pickford Panthers. From the east side, as I like to say, Caleb Kentala back over to Liam Turtelot. Turtelot tried to get some going inside. He can't get any penetration. Now they're resetting. He sends it over to Kentala up top. A down low to number 13, Noah Turtelot. Trying to get that point guard up top. Get someone coming down the back door with the screen from Colbert. Colbert now to do it upon himself. Up and good. 19-17 Colbert. That's the play they want. They ran that inside pick, and Colbert found some daylight for two to the rack. Pickford with the ball. They drive to the rack, number 10. And no good. A rebound by Baron Colbert. Colbert will hand it to Kentala. No foul. Boy, Jesse Kentala thought there could be a foul there. Now we are going to have a foul. Number two for the Panthers, Jacob Mitchell. Blue Boats have the ball on the inbounds. It'll be Caleb Kentala right by the Pickford bench in the Blue Boats offensive zone. He throws it back behind the timeline to Colbert. Colbert will rotate now with Noah Turtelot. Back to Kentala. 3:54 to go in our second quarter or our first half. Caleb Kentala with the rock. Back on top of the three-point arc to the left of the basket to Noah Turtelot. Turtelot, the power forward for the Panthers. Down low to number 23, Yaney. Back up top to Colbert. Up for three, short. He can't find that three-pointer. Not much offensive board pursuit by the Blue Bulls. The Panthers with these will bring it down the other way. Mitchell. Back up top to Uris. Three-pointer, good. Two-pointer, I should say. Good by Uris. The Blue Bulls back up by four. 21-17. 3:14 to go here in our second quarter. Full house here at the Gladstone High School. Great central location. Liam Turtle off for the Blue Bulls to spin around up on top the free throw line beyond the three-point arc. They'll send it back to Caleb Kentala. Kentala number 13, Noah Turtelot. Back inside the Gainey, trying to drop those aircraft carrier shoulders, pounding inside, nothing doing, said Connor Bennett. Caleb Kentala for the Blue Bulls. He'll slide it over to Liam Turtelot. Turtelot back outside, Aaron pass, but the speed of Colbert catches up with it. He wants a drive that's cut off at the artery by Mitchell. Back over to Caleb Kentala. He gets inside up and good. 21-19. Nice play by Colbert to Caleb Kentala. 21-19. Panthers 2:20 left here in our second quarter or first half. Pickford with the ball on top of the time, on top of the three-point line, excuse me. Way back outside. Three-pointer number 10, Collins. No good. Blue Bulls get the board. Turtelot will cross the timeline. He hands it off to number 20, Liam Turtelot. Fall against Pickford. I believe the call is going to go against number 2, Mitchell. And Mitchell or Collins gets the ball. And I believe leaving for the Blue Bulls will, or for the Panthers, I say, Mitchell comes out. And coming in is Mason Anderzak. 2:05 left here in our second quarter. Blue Bulls trying to tie it up or take the lead. Down by 2, 21-19. Colbert outside the three-point arc. Back up top to Noah Turtelot. Turtelot to Caleb Kentala. Liam Turtelot way beyond the three-point arc. Good! Panthers trailing now. Blue Bulls 22, Panthers 21. Panthers drive with Mac Collins. He rotates it over to Uris. Good! Pickford takes the lead now, 23-22. All right, this will turn out to be fun. 92 seconds left in our second quarter. Colbert for the Blue Boats trailing by one. Colbert, good. Blue Boats up 24-23 now. Let's just say they opened up a little bit for things. Car drive for the Panthers. Up top, the number 24, Uris. Uris, good ball rotation. Back up top to Benning on top of the three-point arc. Dead center with the rack. He puts inside one step by the free throw line. Shot up, no good. Rebound by the Boats, Turtelot. Liam Turtelot. Three-pointer, good. The Blue Boats now with the four-point lead, 27-23 inside. A minute to go in the second quarter. Blue Boats are on a little bit of a roll here. Let's see if Pickford plays for the last shot. They go inside. There's a number zero. Carter Rye passes too high. Rye couldn't climb the ladder. Blue Boats now have a chance to go for the last opportunity in our second quarter as Liam Turtelot will inbounds to Caleb Kemptela. Kemptela very calm. We'll leave it for Liam Turtelot. And you see with the pace, the Blue Boats are going for the last shot on this sequence. Number 13 for the Boats, Noah Turtelot. He's going to stretch it out. He sends it to Caleb Kentler, 15 to go in the second quarter. Here's the play by Noah Turtelot inside. No good. Rebound by the Panthers' Gunnar Benning with 6 seconds left. Benning, the Uris. Uris back up top to Benning. 2 seconds left. Benning up, shallow, air ball. No good. That's the end of our first half. The score at the end of the second quarter. And first half, the Blue Bolts with the 8-2 run and a quarter have a 27-23 lead over Pickford. We'll be back in 3 minutes from Dollar Bay.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The campus store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the campus store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
It's your job to plan where to go. It's Fine Line Tire's job to help you get there safely with quality tires for winter driving, brakes and alignment, and any other work you may need done. Fine Line Tire Hancock and Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guest.
Surplus Outlet has a great selection of pocket knives and multi-tools from Victorinox, Swiss Army, Buck, and Leatherman. Check out the purses, backpacks, totes, wallets, and belts as well. You'll find a variety of styles and brands at Surplus Outlet. Downtown Houghton, open daily.
Are you weighing decisions about your financial future? Not sure where to start? Our team of wealth management advisors at Superior National Bank are ready to guide you. Whether you're getting close to retirement or just getting started in your career, we are here to provide clarity to your financial picture. For over 130 years, you have trusted us to guide you in your financial decision-making. Our team has the knowledge and skill to assist you in growing your future. Superior National Bank, and always a superior experience.
Erickson Feed, Seed, and Bed Supply has a great assortment of dog jackets, sweatshirts, beds, and boots that will help keep your pet warm and dry on the coldest of days. Don't forget the Pet Safe Ice Melter available now at Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply here on town.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life. Pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And Gogebic Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogebic.edu and start planning your bold future. Gogebic Community College. Go bold.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home.
I tried
Stop
to pull
by
it up,
Pasty
but
Central
I tried to pull
soon
it up,
on the web at pasty.com.
Welcome back to Gladstone. At recess after two, the Blue Boats with the lead, 27-23. And now they're working the scoreboard around. The Blue Boats are the home team. So I stand corrected again with some confusion. A few people over here and they asked me, I said, well, check down below and let me know who the home team is. I'd appreciate it. Scores for the Blue Boats, Caleb Kentala, 7. Colbert has 7. Noah Turtelot, 3. Liam Turtelot, 8. Yaney, 2. Leading the way for the Panthers, I've got Mason Andrzak with 8. And also Matt Collins with 7, just to name a few. Dower Bay and or Pickford will play. It looks like, I think this game is over. Detroit Douglas, 76. Waterford, Our Lady of Mercy, 33. That game started at 6 o'clock. So I'm thinking that game might be over. Well, it's over. Might not be over on the clock, but it looks like it hypothetically could be over. So that's who the winner of this game will play, and that game will be Thursday at the Breslin Center. Whether you're in a minor or major auto accident, Martin Custom and Collision, Dollar Bay's your auto repair specialist in the Copper Country. They work with all insurances, provide free estimates. Call 482-7708. Loaners are available as well. Horner Flooring, proud supporters of local athletics, have produced the NBA All-Star Floor for 41 straight seasons. Despite providing floors for the Association, NCAA, Michigan Tech, MSU, Pistons, and Spartan floors, and FIBA around the world, Horner's has not lost sight of its roots in Dollar Bay and Michigan's beautiful UP. Horner Flooring is celebrating 135 years of the Michigan of business. Richie's Market in Dollar Bay is proud supporter of the Blue Boats basketball team. Wish the Blue Boats best of luck in this year's MHSAA state quarterfinal game against Pickford. So that's some additional sponsors we have in our contest tonight. Again, the winner of this game will play Detroit Douglas. That game will be Thursday in at the Breslin Center in Lansing. Yeah, let me see if I can get the game times on those, scores on those. Now they just got up to the quarterfinals. So anyway, it'll be a Friday, late Friday after Thursday afternoon if I had to take an educated guess. As usual, stats and all my broadcasts, everything with stats and educated guesses are 100% unofficial but somewhat accurate. We're going to be back. Third quarter action. We're going to take a 3.5-minute break. Blue Boats 27, Panthers 23 at the half. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes. Third quarter action from Gladstone.
Are you ready to unlock the door to your new home? At Range Bank, our local lenders streamline the mortgage process just for you. Realize the possibility of home ownership.
Hey, Jimmy, we got to do Pepsi trivia.
Flexibility and more qualifying choices. Whether it's your first home or your next investment, apply online today. Visit rangebank.com or give me, Joe Sane, a call at 906-226-1020. Range Bank, making home financing easy and accessible for everyone. Range Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're considering selling, we're here to market your home or property and help you get it sold. I'm Barb Parker with RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate. We have a reputation of being persistent and professional. We stand behind that reputation and lead the way as a top agency in our market. When you're ready to sell, contact us and we'll get the job done. We can be reached at 482-1000 or stop by our downtown Houghton office. RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate, online at KeweenawRealEstate.com.
There's a winter weather advisory that remains in effect from 8 this evening to 2 tomorrow afternoon. Expected to bring 3 to 5 inches of snow. Tonight, snow likely at a low near 25. Tomorrow, snow in the morning will transition to snow showers in the afternoon. High of 31, winds of the north at 10 to 20. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, low of 19. Every Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 30.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
With lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine on that cool, refreshing mountain dew. Yes, give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Welcome back to Gladstone. Yellowstone Blue Boats 27, Panthers 23 at recess. We'll be back in 15 seconds. Pepsi Trivia coming up in 15 seconds.
Fine Line Tire, your local tire store, has always been there when you needed them the most. Whether for repairs or to put on a set of the right snow tires for your driving needs, they're here for you to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Houghton, where we serve you, the guest.
Pepsi Trivia, one winner per 30. Pepsi Cola, Sharon Avalon, Houghton, 906-482-1331. Steve Munu has the answer in tow, and his streak continues with our personal contest. My question, NBA-ABA trivia combo question. Who's the only professional basketball player to win an ABA championship, an NBA championship, an ABA MVP, and an NBA MVP? As we all know, the ABA folded years ago. Who's the only professional basketball player to win an NBA and an ABA title? Also won an NBA and ABA MVP for a 12-pack of Pepsi. 906-482-1330. We're ready to go as the Blue Boats will inbounds the ball. Or actually, the Panthers will inbounds the ball. I stand corrected. And once we get a winner, Stevie will text it to me, and we'll be off and running with their trivia contest as well, as we're off and running with their third quarter of action. Panthers with the ball inside the paint. Rejected by number two, Barrett Colbert. That's shot by Carter Uris. Got slammed right in his face by Colbert. With 7:42 left here as we start our third quarter, the Blue Boats up by four over the Panthers, 27-23. Caleb Kentala for Galar Bay Tamarack City. He goes inside, back up top to Colbert. Nice pivot and a spin, no good. Rebound by Uris for the Panthers. He crosses the half-court line. He goes off to the wing, three-pointer, a couple of inches short, coming from number three, a Gunner Bennon, a second leading scorer for the Panthers in a first half. Dollar Bay drives at a paint with Liam Turnilock. Back up top to Colbert. He sends it back over to Liam Turnilock. Turnilock trying to get a screen from Colbert, which he does, and it'll be sent back over the freshman, Noah Turtelot. Up top to Colbert. He goes up by four, 27-23. 1+ minute into our third quarter. Caleb Kentala for the Blue Boats. Three-pointer. Oh, that looked good. Just got the front of the iron. No good. The rebound, Gunner Bennon. Bennon over on the far flank to Wilfong. Wilfong pounds a rock inside to Bennon. Back up top to number zero, Carter Wright. Actually, the program has zero. His jersey has double zero. And he gets the back. Actually, Matt Collins on to put back. So we got a two-point game. Blue Boats 27, Panthers 25. 6:15 to go here in our third quarter for those listening up in Laurium. Number one for the Blue Boats inside the paint to number two, Colbert. Spinorama up and no good. Panthers with the ball up top. Matt Collins trying to tie the game up in this back and forth affair. We have two lead changes so far. There's a foul. Actually, a travel by number 24 years. That might have been a foul on Colbert, but the foul is on, or traveling on Uris, I should say. So the Blue Boats will make a return trip to the offensive zone. They're striking right to left. The Panthers are prowling left to right. 5:43 left here in the third. Dollar Bay Tamarack City up by a deuce, 27-25. Ball goes over on the wing to Noah Turtle out outside the arc. Three-point attempt by Colbert. Good! 30-25, Blue Bolts. And Panthers will cross the timeline. Three-pointer, good! Number 11, Mason Anderzak. Here comes the Blue Bolts with Kentla. Up to the far plank to Noah Turtelot. Outside the three-point arc to Colbert. Back over to Liam Turnilock. Inside to number 23, Yaney. Taken away by number 24, Uris. He took a wicked elbow in the headlights from his teammate, Matt Collins. He's holding his left eye. We could have some blood here. The officials are keeping a close eye on it. Goes inside, and it's going to be a foul, I believe, against the Blue Boats, Connor Lightoller, the sixth man coming in. We might want to get some medical attention for 24 years since he's just holding his chin. I think might have got one or two of his chicklets loosened up. But he and Collins fighting for that last rebound. Collins went for it the same time Uris came into it. And Collins put the elbow right into his teammate's face, unbeknownst. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. First free throw was good by Uris. Second freebie good by Uris. We're Denblock sports fans and round ball fans from Gladstone. 30 apiece. We have our trivia, and we'll pass it on during our next break if we got one. Blue Boats put the ball up top with Caleb Kentilak. He very calmly, very patiently waits for support. Number 13 will slide out on top of the arc. Noah Turtelot back over in the corner to Kentilak. He goes to Colbert. Colbert on the flank to Kentilak. Shot goes high and wide. Rebound on the board. Number 13 at Turtelot. Turtelot pounding inside. There's a turnover. It's Carter Eye there to pick up the errant pass. The Panthers come down looking for their second lead of the game. All kinds of chaos over on the far side. One of the Pickford cheerleaders almost got railroaded. Drive to the paint and good and one is number two. Colbert takes it to the rack and fouled. He'll get the and one attempt. Well, Colbert already has 6 points in this half. The Blue Boats chance for a three-point play with the free throw. Basket counts with the extra freebie. Colbert at the stripe. 3:49 left here in our third quarter. And Colbert misses the free throw. They got a two-point lead. Here comes the Panthers. Benny off to the far wing to Andrzak. Andrzak, he hands it off to Mac Collins. Collins gets tied up with number one, Kentilla. And I'll tell you what, the Pickford coach, Tracy Peterson, is not happy with the officials. His assistants are Nick Zwithel and Braylon Rollins, Dollar Bay coaching staff, Jesse Kentley, his assistants, Wayne Lytle, Adam Luca, Brendan LeClaire, and Eddie Breach. Dollar Bay with the ball. Oh, number one, Kentley almost traveled. I thought that pivot foot might have slid a little bit. Colbert, four of the Blue Boats. I think I might have said Bays once. The old name, the Dollar Bay Bays. Gotta love it. Kentla between the circles up top inside the offensive zone. Kentla backs off to reset the offense. The Panthers are in a 3-2 defense, as I suspected they do, and I was told they might do. And we're going to have a foul against the Blue Boats. Offensive foul. 23-80. Got the elbows a little bit high in the high traffic zone. Which is in the paint. Inbounding for the Panthers. And number three, Wilfong, underneath his own rack. Wilfong gives it to Collins. Collins on top of the three-point line. Dead center beyond the arc. He drops over to Mitchell on the left wing. Dollar Bay still in that relentless man-to-man at defense. Blue Boats number 24, Uris on the move, and Panthers, Tracy Peterson, is going to take a timeout. This club is having a difficult time penetrating the Bay's man at defense. My Pepsi trivia, who is the only professional basketball player to win an ABA and an NBA title, and an NBA and ABA MVP. My all-time favorite player, Dr. Julius Erving, is the answer. Congratulations, good friend of mine, Greg Andre from Dollar Bay. You're our trivia winner. Greg Andre, you win our trivia. And you answer our question with Julius Erving. Out-of-town scoreboard again tonight. Brought to you by the Loading Zone 2 of Lake Linden. I'll try to get to the scoreboard here in a second. I know Dollar Bay, Tamarack City, or Pickford will play the Suburban Detroit Club as soon as I get all that figured out. Here we go. Winner of this game will play Detroit Douglas, 76-33. They beat Water Our Lady of Mercy. So Detroit Douglas Private School is waiting for the winner of this game. That will be, I believe, game at 2 to Division 4 semis at the Breslin Center. And if the Blue Boats win that game, Dave Ellis will be taking over a call on the Blue Bulls, hopefully, last two games. They got their hands full here at the Panthers. 2:37 left to go in our third quarter. Shot no good. Rebound by the Panthers. And Mitchell, three-pointer a little bit short. Rebound hit for the Panthers. Collins and good. We're tied up at two. Collins brought it to the rack and put it in for two. 32-32. 2:19 left here in the third quarter. Blue Boats with the ball, number 13, Noah Turtelot. He turns the ball over. Breakaway, Benin. Shot blocked from behind by Colbert, and he's going to be called on the foul. That will be his first. Well, that saved the goal. I mean, that saved the basket. Colbert had to, going to have to foul, but that's an easy layup. The Blue Boats got a bit sloppy in their offensive zone, and the Panthers had an odd man rush. Good work by Colbert to come back. Two shot. Free throw, first one is up and good by Benning. Benning will take another shot here as well. Trying to get both free throws, and they're good. The Panthers now have their two-point lead back, our fourth lead change of the night. The Panthers held the lead for a good part of the first quarter before the Blue Bulls made a push, and they took the lead to the locker room. Now trailing by one again. Caleb Ketla inside Colbert's double team, triple team, out of bounds, and it's going to be awarded to the Panthers. And off the footer, number 20, Liam Turtelot. The Panthers with 1:54 left here in the third quarter. Again, folks, no shot clock in basketball. Don't ask me why. I'm sure they're not going to go for the last shot yet. Some teams do that, though. Inside, open, up, foul. Andrew Dak, he got hacked. Pretty good by number 23. What an aircraft carrier. Janey comes in. That should be his second foul of the afternoon. And Jesse Kentel is going to take his timeout. 34-32, Pickford over Dollar Bay, Tamarack City. Richie's Market in Dollar Bay is proud sponsor of the Blue Bulls basketball. Wishes Dollar Bay, Tamarack City best of luck in this year's MHSA basketball tournament. Horner Flooring is proud supporters of local athletics, have produced NBA All-Star Floor for 41 straight seasons. Despite providing floors for the Association, NCAA, Michigan Tech, MSU, Pistons, and Spartans for FIBA around the world, Horner's has not lost sight of its roots in Dollar Bay and Michigan's UP. Horner Flooring is celebrating 135 years as a Michigan business. Whether you're in a major or a minor auto accident, see the pros at Martin Custom Inclusion, M26 Dollar Bay. They work with all insurances, provide free estimates, and loaners. Call 482-7708. Jason and his staff do phenomenal work. As mentioned, stop at Richie's Market. See Jason running a shop down there. Can't say enough about Horner Flooring as well, with the floors they provide all over the world. As the timeout has expired, both clubs will come back to the floor at the stripe for the Panthers. Number 11, Anderzak, with the two-point lead, 34-32, 1:43 left here in our third quarter. Well, if this were a football game, which I do, we'd still be in the first quarter of a four-quarter football game. How about fast these games move? Shot by Mason Anderzak, good. The Panthers now batting their lead to 3. 35-22. Anderzak. 2-2. Up and good. 36-32. The Panthers have a four-point cushion or a two-possession game over the Bolts. Dollar Bay with number one, Kentula. He goes over the way to Connor Lytle. He's in the game now on the bench, number 23, Yaney. Another turnover. Panthers, Mitchell has it. Number three coming down low. Nice pass over to number 10. Up and good. Matt Collins. Six-point lead for the Panthers. 38-32. My chief engineer and producer today, Mr. Steve Munu. Our trivia winner, Greg Anji. Our answer is the good Dr. Julius Irving. Turtelot pounding inside. He kicks outside to Kentelot. No good. Board by the Panthers, number 24 years. Blue Boats are in a little bit of difficulty here. Now the Panthers will go for the last shot with under a minute to go, as Tracy Peterson gave the indication. Two hands crossed on the chest sideways. I'm guessing that means go for one. Could be wrong, but I think I might. Number 11 for the Panthers, Andrzejczyk, on top of the three-point arc to the left of the rack. He kicks it down low to Collins outside the tray line. Collins kicks it back over to Gunnar Benning. Goes inside, stripped line of Hubels and number 13, Noah Turtelot. To number 2, Colbert. He had an open layup and missed. Here comes the Panthers. Matt Collins with 20 seconds left. Frantic. Last 40 seconds. Panthers patiently would take the last shot. This time, Benning, three-pointer, no good. Board to Caleb Kentle, and 9 seconds go. He's fouled from behind by number 11, Mason Andrzak. Tracy Peterson is not too happy with his team's execution. He wanted a last shot 2 times inside the 40-second mark. One lasted about 10 seconds. Maybe the two-hand sideways on the chest isn't the last shot indication. Going by his body language, I think that's what he's indicating to do. 8.3 left here in our third quarter. Dollar Bay trailing by 6 now. 38-32. Inbounding the ball is Kentle at a number 20. Liam Turtelot. 5 and 3 seconds to go. Turtelot spins around. Shot over number 24. Yaris at the buzzer and good for a three. Big three-pointer by Liam Turtelot of the Bays at the buzzer. End of our third quarter in a dandy from Gladstone High School. The Pickford Panthers 38, Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bulls, formerly known as the Bays, 35. We'll be back in 30 from Gladstone.
Why shop at Kirkus Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkus Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkus has it. Kirkus has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkus Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
Welcome back to Gladstone High School. I'd like to thank Gladstone Athletic Director and athletic staff. Having my accommodations nice and tidy up here in Gladstone. I did a volleyball game here years ago with Sean Jocks, one of my brainstorms. That was fun. It was the second trip inside the Gladstone gym. And I did a basketball game with my late partner, the historian Bob Irkwin, Escanaba, a handful of years ago in the bunker behind the basket. I believe they did a Houghton girls playoff game with Marquette. Julie Phillips, one of her title runs. Pickford with the ball as we start the fourth. 7:53 to go in the fourth quarter for our people listening, Calumet, Loram, Dollar Bay, and beyond. I'd like to welcome everyone tuned in near and far on WWW Passionet 107.3, WMPL FM, and Civic Media app. Foul on the Panthers. Mac Collins and the Blue Boats will get the inbounds pass. First foul at a quarter for the Panthers. As the five foul rule resets after each quarter before you get into the bonus. I'd like to thank Rob Faye for some of the information he's helped me with the last couple of days for this journey. There's a shot basket at the rack by the Blue Boats. Liam Turnelot, no good. The Panthers on a return trip, left to right, brawling. Goes off the far side. Benning drives to the paint. He's forced back. Turnover as Caleb Kentle took away from the Panthers. But number 21, Brzezinski, takes it right back. Three-pointed by the Panthers. Well short by Gunnar Benning. We are a battle for the rock and the paint. And it's going to be a jump ball possession arrow. Dollar Bay. As the ball's under the rack, the Bays will inbound from their own baseline, trailing by 3, 7 and 9 seconds left here in our fourth quarter. Like this, slow to Kathy and everyone out on the East Coast, somewhere between New York, Buffalo, and the Pentagon, I've been told. Now we got another something going on. Both coaches now are sharing their frustration. One of the officials here today, Kevin Patana. Now we got another whistle. This inbounds pass has taken almost as long as the first quarter. Now after all that commotion, got a timeout, and Jesse Kentle is not happy with one of the officials. You can hear him up here with our authentic Mix 93 WMPL crown mic. Good thing I had the volume turned down for that sequence. There's someone yelling, terrible. I'll tell you what, be careful. That referee over there, he's I think he got the indication. Okay, that's enough. Yeah. as we get a timeout on the floor. The Panthers have a three-point cushion over Galar Bay, Amarac City. With 7:09 in our third quarter of play. Fourth quarter of play. Collins gets the basket after a controversial inbounds pass was awarded to the Panthers. So the Panthers back up by 5, a 40-35. Number 23 for the Blue Boat Janie. He almost lost the ball. Good recovery. He gets help from Liam Turtelock. He drives it around. Might have stepped out of bounds. Let's see what the call's going to be. Foul against the Blue Boats, I believe. It's Collins number 11, Anders. Actually, number 10, Mack Collins is called for the foul. Jesse Kettle is still giving a couple officials the earful. Number 20 for the Blue Boats, Liam Turtelot. He steps back behind the three-point arc, trailing by 5, 6, and 38 to go in regulation. Over to number 20, Liam Turtelot to Noah Turtelot. Noah Turtelot double team. He almost got had to make a pass for the possession. Holding the ball clock ran out, which is invisible. Number 2, Colbert, top of the three-point arc, kicks it back over on the far wing to Noah Turtelot. Noah Turtelot, he got some time and space, kicks it over to Caleb Kentel for 3. Good! 40-38 Panthers. And here they come on to drive to the rack. Carter Years. Out of bounds, and the Blue Boat fans are not happy, as you can hear down below us to my right in our view from the media deck. Brought to you by A1 Toilets. Things are heating up. The kettle's getting warm. The water's starting to bubble. The ball goes back to number 24, Uris. He kicks it off to the point. Matt Collins, our leading scorer with 14, according to my unofficial stats. And trust me, folks, they're unofficial tonight. Number 2, Jacob Mitchell. Wing, three-pointer, no good. Off the back iron, and number 3, Gunnar Benning missed. The Blue Boats coming down the playground with a chance to tie right to left with number 1, Kentelak. He tried to make a move on Mitchell. Kentelak goes inside with a big czar. Double team, he kicks it back out to Noah Turtelot. Turtelot, though, trying to get number his brother Liam Turtelot, sends it over to Caleb Kentelak. Caleb Kentelak backs off as the base of reset, going against a 1-3-2 zone shot, three-pointer, good. Liam Turtelock gives the Bays a lead up by 1, 41-40, our fifth lead change of the contest. Shot no good by the Panthers. Jacob Mitchell and Blue Boats will come back with 5-2 left here in our fourth quarter. Blue Boats up by 1, 41-20. Boy, this game is heated up. Driving to the paint, number 11, Caleb Kettler, good. Blue Boats up by 3, 43-40. They're on an 8-0 run. Well, let's see what Tracy Peterson is going to burn one of his timeouts as the hemorrhage is starting again for his defense getting burnt with the speed and the physicality of the base. Jacob Mitchell for the Panthers outside the three-point arc to Uris. Uris wants to go inside. He kicks it back out to Jacob Mitchell. Mitchell on the far wing to number 10 and Mack Collins. They're going to reset again and the Bays rotate that suffocating man-to-man defense as Noah Turtelock kicks out. The Panthers up Mack Collins inside the three-point arc by the charity stripe. He hands it off to Mitchell back up top to number 10. Collins, good! We're tied, 43-43-43. Yeah, Collins. And now Jesse Kettle is going to take his timeout after 8-0 run to get the three-point lead as the Panthers hit a three to get back on even terms. And Jesse Kettle is going to take his timeout as well. Again, additional sponsors tonight. I want to thank our good friends at Loading Zone 2, Lake Linden, out-of-town scoreboard tonight. Also, Richie's Mark and Dollar Bay, proud sponsor of Blue Boats Basketball. Wishing the team best of luck in this year's tourney. Corner Flooring is proud supporter of local athletics and produced the NBA All-Star for 41 straight seasons. Despite providing floors for the NBA, NCAA, Michigan Tech, Michigan State, Pistons and Spartans, a fever around the world, Horners has not lost sight of its roots in Dollar Bay, Michigan's UP. Corner Flooring is celebrating 135 years as a Michigan business. Whether you're in a minor or major auto accident, Market Custom and Collision Dollar Bay is your outfit. They're specialists in the copper company. They work with all insurances and will provide free estimates and loaners. Call 482-7708. My chief engineer and producer tonight, Mr. Steve Munnerwood. The Blue Bolts, Ketla, off to the wing to Tyler Yaney. Yaney drives it a rack and good. 45-43, Blue Bolts over the Panthers with 3:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. This one's coming down to the wire as they see an old-fashioned barn burner here in Gladstone inside the gym. Mitchell for the Panthers kicks it back up top to Benning. Benning over on the far wing to Collins. Collins as the Bays come out for a quick double team with Colbert. Number 24, Uris kicks it back out. Drives to the paint. Power move. No good. Rebound by Gunnar Benning. Three. Good. Number 10 with the three ball. Mac Collins. Panthers up by one. 46-45. Here comes the lightning bolts. They go over in a three-point arc to the left of the rack with Baron Colbert. Colbert hands it off to number 13, Noah Turtelot. Turtelot being double-teamed. The Panthers with that 2-1-2 zone. Shot. Three-pointer. Good. Number 20, Liam Turtelot. The Blue Bolts up by two, 48-26. Turnover, number two, Jacob Mitchell went to the rack. He got stripped. Here comes the Blue Bolts, Kentelot. They had numbers coming out of their way. Jacob Mitchell is gassed. It looks like he's wavering. He might have came up lame. Inside power move, number 20, Liam Turtelot. And we're going to have a foul, I believe. Number zero, Carter Wright. And that will be Rise, I believe, his first fall. Let's back up. Gunnar Benning, that's his fourth, so he's going to take a blow. Maybe not. 2:36 left. You almost got to keep your, probably, I think, your best player out there. Free throw by number 20, Liam Turtelot. Good. Blue Bolts up by three, 49-46. Second and two for Liam Turtelot. Up and no good. The board goes to the Panthers, Gunner Benning. Benning up back, Collins. Cross the ice, I mean the floor to Gunner Benning. Benning a down low to Mason Andrews at. Panthers trailing by three now. Sixth lead change of the game, fourth of this half. This one in favor of DBTC. Number 10, Matt Collins. Over on the far side, the number 24, Uris. Back up top, all alone was Benning. He looked for the train. He throws it over to number 11, Anderzak. As Anderzak was crashing the board, he assumed Benning was going to hoist one up, and that's a big turnover. Let's see if the Blue Bulls can capitalize. 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Big trip for Dollar Bay. Number 20, Liam Turtelot. No good. Rebound by Connor Benning, or Gunner Benning. Over to number 11, Anderzak. Inside up 24 years. And no good. It needs to be called on the offensive charge. Big, big foul for the Panthers. The Blue Bolts will get possession. Pickford's now in a full court press. The Blue Bolts break it. Here comes Colbert. He's hacked. He goes to the floor into the wall. He's getting up rather gingerly, help from one of the local newspaper columnists. Colbert will go to the line, 4-2. Well, that foul, I believe, was on Mitchell. Let's say that was rather aggressive. Like Colbert knew he was going to get hammered. He just kept going. He knew it wasn't going to end well. Let's see if he can capitalize on it. First two up, no good. All right, I get one here. It still gives him a two-possession lead, 1:45 left in regulation. Colbert with his second free throw attempt coming up. Very patiently looking at the rack. Second one is no good. That was short. Rebound by number 20, Liam Turtelot. And we're going to have another foul. Pickford is starting to pick up some fouls in the paint. Number 24, Carter Uris. That's his first. Fifth foul. The Bays are now into bonus as well. I should say the Blue Bolts, formerly known as the Bays. All right, Jim Brunsick, the Bronson boys. Oh, it's a good time of basketball. Billy Rivas, or Riva, like I call him. The Aggies, some great guys on there, great teams back in the day. This team here isn't that bad either. Last probably since Jesse Temple took the helm. And the free throw is up and good. The Bays now have a 5-point lead, 51-46. Liam Turtelot made a pair. Number 11 for the Panthers now, Mason Andrzak. 92 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Pickford now is in trouble. They need two possessions and a stop coming the other end. We'll probably see a cavalcade of fouls. This goes according to form. Mason Andrzak with the rock. Matt Collins and now the head coach, Tracy Peterson. Pickford takes a full timeout. He knows a sense of urgency is at an all-time high for his club. They're coming in at today's foray with the record of 25-0. The Blue Bulls coming into today's contest at the Gladstone Gym with a record of 23-2. Jesse Kentler delivering a message to his club and his assistants, Wayne Lytle, Adam Luca, Brendan LeClaire, and Eddie Breach. If the Blue Bulls hold on, Jesse Kentler, his schedule come up and join me. We'll play that by ear back at the station, Stevie. Have to drag our feet a little bit after the handshake line and whatnot. 1:17 left in the fourth quarter. Pickford down by 5. Blue Bulls on another 7-1 run. After some calls went against the Blue Bulls on some offensive possessions or inbounds, Pickford had 2 or 3 opportunities to expand this thing, but they couldn't really do it. 1:17 left in the fourth quarter. Pickford has the ball. They'll be inbounding. Almost a bust. They find at least 2 here. 3 would be nice, but let's see how they play it. They kick it outside the timeline where Mitchell. He pounds inside the offensive zone to Collins. Collins, he throws it to nobody. Luckily, Gunnar Benning came over. 3-pointer well short by number 11, Andrzak. Oh, the Blue Bulls. Oh, they turned the ball over. Number 2, Mitchell came in with the pickpocket. And we are going to have a foul against the Blue Bulls. Well, actually, the Blue Bulls knocked it out of bounds. Possession. Back. Collins has it. 1 minute to go here in our fourth quarter. Brought to you by Jim Strumar to Holton. Number 2, Mitchell. Up top to number 24, Uris. All alone, 3-pointer, Andrzak. No good. Rebound, mad scramble at the net. We're at the rack. Rebound goes to number 3, Benning, after the whistle blew. And we are going to have an offensive foul against the Panthers. And Tracy Peterson is in the ears of both officials now. Seconds separate the Blue Bulls from a trip to the Breslin Center on Thursday. At the line for the Blue Bulls, Liam Turtelot. This could almost put the dagger. First is up and good by Turtelot. 52-46 for the Blue Bulls. And I'm guessing after this free throw, Tracy Peterson might take his timeout. Turtelot second. Good! 53-46, a 7-point deficit. Now keeps Tracy Patterson saying, hurry up, cross the timeline, Mitchell. To Matt Collins. Collins to number 24, Uris. Uris over on the wing to Jacob Mitchell. They need a trade. Back up top to Mike Collins. Earned the 3-pointer. Well short. To the rack goes a couple players from each club. The board goes to the Blue Bulls. Number 13, Noah Turtelot. They threw it all the way down. He's behind everyone, but they throw it away, and that'll give the Panthers the ball. 18.4 left, and Jesse Kettler is going to take his timeout. They could have killed more seconds or they tried to get the leaker with Tyler Janey behind everybody. Turn the ball over. They're still in good shape. Up by 7. 18.4 seconds left. 53-46. DBTC in the lead over at Pickford. With the win, Dollar Bay would improve to 24-2. And the winner of this game will play Detroit Douglas. That game will be at the Breslin Center on Thursday. As they won impressively over Waterford, Our Lady of Mercy, downstate. Detroit Douglas, I'm guessing going by the first name, that school is somewhere in Detroit. Educated guess. 18-4 seconds left here in the ballgame. Pickford's in some deep, deep waters. They're in Little Bay to knock. Inbound the ball for the Panthers and Jacob and Mitchell. To Mac Cowell is not Sam's brother. He's fouled, I believe, by Kentala. Well, Dollar Bay got all kinds of fouls to give. They got four more fouls to give. And now we're going to have another timeout by the Panthers. Tracy Peterson. Michigan Tech hockey this weekend. Huskies one-and-done game at Minnesota State. 7:30 pregame, 8:07 faceoff. The other CCHA semi will have the Tommies taking on Augustana. And Michigan Tech men's basketball in the NCAA tournament. And they play their regional game will be, I believe, late Saturday morning. I believe the Huskies play Lake Erie. Good luck to Josh Bittner and the Huskies and Billy McCall to the Huskies. They keep want to keep things going. Number 11 for the Panthers, Andrzejczyk. Three-pointer by number 10, Collins. No good, and it's going to be a dollar base ball. As an air ball went up by Max Collins, 11.2 left. That should just about do it, folks. Long pass again. The Bays break the press. Colbert up. Good! Bays up by nine. Calling the dogs. Put out the fire. The hunt is over. If you're Pickford, you're heading back to Pickford with your first loss of the campaign. And the Blue Bulls bus will leave here and take a left. Head down US 2. Try and locate the Mackinac Bridge. And that's the end of the ball game. Listen to the crowd. Final score from Gladstone, Michigan. The Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bulls. 55 at Pickford, 46. The Blue Bulls will move on to state semifinal action. They'll take on Detroit Douglas, and that game will be Thursday. And we'll have that game. Let me get into my notes here. We will have that game Thursday. And I believe that is early Thursday evening game, 5:15, 5:30. But again, I'll double check all that, and you can go on the MHSA app as well and try and track that down. Final score today from Gladstone, Blue Bulls 55, Pickford 46. We'll be back in 3 minutes from Gladstone to celebrate the Dollar Bay Blue Bulls victory and see if Jesse Kentel is going to come up this way. Back in 3 minutes.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh cantaloupe, $2.99 with 5 points. Our family regular or thick sliced bacon, 12 ounce, $3.99 with 5 points. Giant sweet strawberries, 1 pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Walrus Old Fashioned Summer Sausage, 16 ounce, $4.99 with 5 points. And Tasty Choice Breaded Shrimp, 8 to 12 ounce, buy one, get one free.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store.
It's your job to plan where to go. It's Fine Line Tire's job to help you get there safely with quality tires for winter driving, brakes and alignment, and any other work you may need done. Fine Line Tire Hancock and Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guest.
There's a winter weather advisory that remains in effect from 8 this evening to 2 tomorrow afternoon. Expected to bring 3 to 5 inches of snow. Tonight, snow likely at a low near 25. Tomorrow, snow in the morning will transition to snow showers in the afternoon. High of 31, winds of the north at 10 to 20. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, low of 19. Every Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 30.
There's a great selection of t-shirts and sweatshirts at Surplus Outlet. Brand names include Logo Wear, Souvenir Styles, Michigan Tech and Finlandia Gear 2, plus stickers, mugs, calendars, playing cards, t-shirts, and other UP-themed gifts. Surplus Outlet, downtown Houghton.
At Superior National Bank, our number one priority is making sure our customers have a superior experience every time they bank with us. That's why we have a variety of excellent checking accounts to fit your banking needs. Every new checking account comes with a free gift, contactless debit card, and 24-hour access with Superior National's online banking portal. Come see why our community has trusted us with their banking needs for over 130 years. Superior National Bank, member FDIC, and always a superior experience.
Welcome back to Gladstone, folks. The Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Boats with an impressive 55-46 victory over Pickford. A back-and-forth game. I've got on officially seven, maybe eight lead changes, and they'll face Detroit Douglas Thursday. We'll have that game on Wimple Radio. I'm joined by the Blue Boats coach, Jesse Ketler. Jesse, congratulations. What an effort by your club.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. What an effort. I guess that's the best way to say it. I'm still trying to catch my breath, heart beating fast, and just so thankful for these moments, and I'm just so happy for our guys.
In your group, I mean, the first quarter, Pickford came out, you were down, I think, five or six at one point.
Yeah.
Made a little push, got the lead. Then what, we have three or four lead changes in the second half?
Yes.
Then I remember that 8-0 run, that kind of seemed to turn the tide for your group there. Then they made a little push, but once you got that cushion, that two-possession lead about 4 minutes to go in the game, they seemed to unravel a bit. Like you told me yesterday, your man-to-man is suffocating.
Yeah.
Jesse, your man-to-man is suffocating.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. It didn't start that way. I thought we were late on our switches. We were a little behind. I think this is, in terms of tempo, this is probably the fastest game we've played this year. That's a really nice team in Pickford, I tell you what. They've got nothing to be ashamed of. Man, that was a battle. So, but our defense is where we hang our hat, and we had to do so again tonight.
And leading scorers, I got for it. These are unofficial, like online stats. Collins with 10 for Pickford, along with Benning with 9. Your leading scorer, without seeing Liam Turnalot, unofficially 25 or 26. Man, once he gets going, that's fun to watch.
It's like when you were a kid and used to play NBA Jam, and they get that little red ball over the head, right? And they'd say he's on fire. That's what it feels like when you watch Liam out there. Just a beautiful score, a special score, and he's really put on a show in this tournament. He's making it his, and really my other senior than Caleb Kensel, so proud, you know, as a dad and a coach. He controlled this game. At the end of the game, he took number 10 away when he was getting hot, and just locked down defensively.
And how did you adjust? You mentioned yesterday the defense at Pickford's going to run. I noticed they come out the 2-3. They switched to a 1-3-2. Yeah,
1-3-1. Yeah.
1-3-1.
Yeah.
And then you had to adjust that. It seemed you found some significant openings, especially with Colbert going to the rack.
Yeah. It's hard to trap us. You know, we pass the ball, we share the ball well, and, you know, we knew at times they were going to come and try to trap us, but we handled that pretty well. Their man-to-man was fantastic. I thought we were stagnant at times tonight, but, you know, we did enough to get it done. So.
And you never came out in a man-to-man all day, did you?
We never do. We laugh. Actually, the running joke is we talk about putting in a zone for the playoffs, and my assistant coach said, we're not using it. Forget it.
Well, why change now?
No.
It only worked 24 out of 26 times. Just give me one.
We are who we are, right? So,
Jesse, congratulations.
Thank you.
You face Detroit Douglas. I'm going by the score against Detroit are late. I think it's 56 to 37.
Okay.
I don't know what you know about them. I'm guessing the way the score went, that was an expected game. But at this point, you don't care who you play. You know, when you get out of here, you take a left and go on US-2, and you're going to get in Gaylord probably 3-4 hours from now.
There you go.
Well, all these trips I made, one thing I always do, get across the bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and
a day early.
Amen, and hopefully we get some good weather, and, you know, as they say, survive in advance. I don't know much about Douglas, but I will know we'll be ready for him. So.
Well, Jesse, thanks for joining us. I like it. Thanks for letting me be a part of this, and I might have inadvertently used one or two hockey comments. But people know me probably don't care, but it's a blast watching this game. I had absolute riot watching. Really, really good team, and the whole Copper Country and UP is behind you guys.
Yeah, appreciate that, and we're not anti-hockey. We love good athletics, and it's that time of year, so. Thank you so much for covering high school sports as always.
Okay, thanks, Jess. Go enjoy this with your team.
Appreciate it.
Jesse Kentala join us, the head coach of the Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Boats. They're advancing to state semifinal action in East Lansing Thursday. I'm going to hand the baton off to Dave Ellis after the baton was handed off to me from Josh Utello and Wes Fromm, and this is officially my last broadcast season for this season. We'll see what happens coming next football season. But it's been a long grind. But, man, what a blast. Just fun basketball game. Back and forth. Quick. This game just flew by. Well officiated. Victor Harrington, I believe, was one of the officials. Kevin Patana as well, guys I've known over the years. That's the Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bulls advance to state semifinal action against Detroit Douglas. We'll be back to Gladstone right after these.
There's a winter weather advisory that remains in effect from 8 this evening to
yes,
2
we
tomorrow
can.
Afternoon. Expected to bring 3 to
I'm
5
all done
inches
with that.
Of snow. Tonight, snow likely at a low near 25. Tomorrow,
yeah, the second half was.
We'll transition to snow showers in the afternoon.
Little technical difficulties in the first, but I got through it.
Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, low of 19. Every Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 30.
Well, that's it for me, folks. I got to witness a pretty good basketball game tonight. Dollar Bay, Tamarack City, Blue Boats 55, Pickford Panthers 46. Liam Turtelot put on a show in the second half. I got on officially 26 points. Leading point scorer for the Panthers, number 10, Matt Collins with 14. Again, that's unofficial. I'm guessing it'll be a little bit off, but you get the picture, no doubt about it. Michigan Tech Hockey, Saturday night from... The Huskies are at Minnesota State. Let me double check that again. Pretty sure it's Minnesota. Yeah, the Huskies are at Minnesota State. One and done, folks. CCHA semis, a one-game elimination. 7:30 faceoff. 7:30 pregame. 8:07 faceoff. Michigan Tech basketball in the NCAA tournament as well, and they will play. Let me get back my notes on this one. Michigan Tech men's basketball, I believe that is a noon tip-off. Double-check programming for sure. I know 7 in the morning we'll have more information on that. It's kind of flying up the seat of my pants as all of a sudden internet service isn't working here that well. But I got everything in. We needed it again. I want to thank all the sponsors who joined us all year for high school basketball, Michigan Tech sports, and high school hockey and football. I'd like to thank my chief engineer and producer tonight, Mr. Steve Manu. And Stevie, we hit the end of the road for this sports season, and when I put my equipment away in about 10 minutes, I won't have to look at it to next fall, hopefully. Final score tonight from Gladstone, state quarterfinal action, the Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Boats 55, Pickford Panthers 46. The Bays will play the Blue Boats, formerly known, the Bays will play Detroit Douglas. We'll have that game at early Thursday afternoon on that could be on Wimple Radio as well. I double check that game. It will be on Wimple Radio, and we're going to hand the baton off to our good friend Dave Ellis down in Lansing area, who's got some pretty good contacts there as well. Final score tonight again from Gladstone, Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Boats 55, Pickford 46. Good night, everyone.
This has been MHSAA High School Basketball on WMBR Radio, brought to you by Fine Line Tire, Turkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival
nope,
Foods,
not yet.
Remax, Douglas Real Estate and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Canvas Store and University Images, Range Bank, Cogebic Community College, Pasty Central. High School Basketball on WMPL Radio is a civic media presentation made possible by the MHSAA.